Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're visiting today with Amanda Beierlein. She's Chief Operating Officer for Cass Health here in Atlantic. And we want to talk a little bit about National Nurses Week because it's important and those folks do deserve that recognition. Amanda, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I know you're always busy and I appreciate you squeezing us in, but it's pretty important to talk about National Nurses Week. Can you talk a little bit about what that means?
You know, I think this week is at least twofold, if not more. Not only is it an opportunity for just kind of the country and the world to take a minute and recognize our nurses around the world and thank them for the work they do, but also a time for us to really showcase our careers and our profession over the course of the last few decades. Nursing has taken on kind of a new just seat at the table, I think, in healthcare, and it's really being seen as a professional role and not necessarily just supportive as it had been in years past. So definitely twofold. How can we recognize and appreciate those nurses that are taking care of our patients, but also how do we promote the profession and make sure that we're being represented and representing the patients then as well?
Well, we certainly can't operate any kind of a health facility without those nurses helping to assist. And I assume you have plenty of quality nurses at Cass Health.
We do. I actually pulled some numbers just before this call, and we employ about 150 nurses at Cass Health. When you look at our overall employment pool, that's about 40%, a little shy of 40% of all the employees at Cass Health, and growing. We are always hiring new nurses. It's really hard to deliver patient care without nurses. And the types of nurses that we're hiring are also changing. So there's plenty of opportunities.
Well, and I want to talk about that a little bit, too, because the career opportunities are certainly there right now for nurses. But just the word nurse, you can't just use that. And you may have an idea in your mind when you say that word of what a nurse is, but you're probably only going to be partially right because there are so many different types of nursing fields today.
There are, and you're right. When people ask me, for example, what do I do for a living? I always say, well, I'm a nurse, you know, but there's this and there's that and there's this. There's so many different aspects of nursing. And I think the same goes for nurses when they're talking amongst each other. I'm a nurse. Now tell me what that means to you, because there's so many definitions of a nurse these days. There's always traditional nursing, so your bedside nurses. And at least for me, what I think of when I think of a bedside nurse is any nurse who's delivering traditional patient care, whether you're in a clinic or a hospital, but you're actually hands-on with a patient. That's just a tiny element of nursing opportunity. There now are careers solely in informatics, so nurses that sit behind the scenes and build electronic health records or optimize electronic health records or pull data out of electronic health records, all for the betterment of the career and how nurses operate day to day and how care is delivered to patients. Even beyond that, probably maybe one of my favorite aspects of nursing is the nurse educator. And it's as high in demand as a bedside nurse is right now. Without the nurse educator, we don't get to add to our bedside nursing. And we are fortunate at Cass Health to partner with many local, both high school and collegiate level programs to employ actually adjunct. So dually employed nurses, even within our own building. They're employed partially by colleges and partially by the healthcare system, so that we can educate nurses inside of our building. And with each one of our clinical rotations that comes through the building, I get the privilege to sit down with those nurses and say, tell me what you see in your future. And answer is different for every nurse, which is great to hear.
Well, much the way when someone says, I want to be a doctor, you kind of have to be more specific because there's so many specialties out there. To say, I want to be a nurse, it's kind of the same because there are a lot of specialties.
There are. You can go anything from, you know, med-surg, ICU, ER, all the way to care coordination and health coach. So delivering the care, to helping the patients navigate the care. And even things like nurse recruiter, that's been big over the past few years. Nurses recruiting nurses, that's become a role in and of itself. And even to go a little bit further, and something that certainly piqued my interest is nurses being contracted for legal counsel. So expert opinions of nurses, whenever lawyers are trying cases, they turn to nurses to say, is this what you would have done? Or look over this chart. Again, just a huge variety of opportunities for nurses. And it could look like traditional med-surg care or OB care all the way to, you know, legal counsel.
Amanda, can you tell us a little bit about your journey? Why did you want to become, why did you want to get into the nursing field?
So my journey is, it's fun to tell, really, and it's a little maybe non-traditional, but most of the people at the hospital have heard this story before. For me, it wasn't necessarily what, why did I become a nurse, but what kept me a nurse. That's really the difference for me. So full disclosure, I wasn't sure I wanted to be a nurse. I was a stay-at-home mom. My mom had been a nurse, and I saw the level of commitment it took to be a nurse. And I just wasn't sure. But after being a stay-at-home mom for quite a few years, my husband thought, you know, it'd be good for you to get out of the house and just get some adult interaction. And I decided on nursing in part because I could do it part-time, and, you know, I could still be at home with my kids. And eventually, after graduating from nursing school, I kind of got the itch to go into acute detox. So I was taking care of patients who had substance abuse problems. And there was a particular patient who, one day he got some difficult news from his family, and he was crying on the edge of his bed. And I just, in that moment, it was very clear to me that he needed me more than I was even comfortable giving in that moment. But it was on me at that moment, so I had to be what he needed. And that was kind of the moment in which I was like, okay, I'm a nurse, and I'm here to stay. It made a huge difference. And as I've reflected on that over the years, that particular patient gave as much to me as I gave to him. He just made me a better person. Even in that moment, he pushed me outside of my own comfort zone. And that was the moment that kept me a nurse for now about 12 years.
Yes, sometimes we question our choices, but then there are moments that happen that reaffirm that we made the right choice. And there are a lot of young students out there that are looking at different career choices, nursing being one of them. Why is it still a great career? What opportunities are there for kids?
So this is a two-part answer for me. It's why is nursing a great career, and why is nursing a great career right now? The easier answer is probably, why is it a great career right now? There's no better time to get into nursing through state and federal programs. If you're interested in nursing, you can essentially go to school for free. There's the Last Dollar Scholar Program and employers who are willing to pay. Cass Health actually just was awarded an apprenticeship program from Governor Reynolds' office, and we have plans to get 70 CNAs, LPNs, and RNs through our apprenticeship program in the next 3 years. And that helps us pay for their wage and their education to get them through that program. Additionally, you're not going to find a career that you can go quickly come out with very little, if not no, student debt and be able to make such high earning wages. It's just a really solid, logical decision right now. And then the long-term vision, right, is why is nursing a great career? And I thought a lot about this. And for me, it's two things. So what can you give to the patient? But even more so, what can you get from your patients? And you will come away from a day, even if it's been a long day, a hard day, or a busy day, feeling so fulfilled, just knowing you impacted someone's life. And I have said it before, no one knows the impact of a nurse, not even a nurse sometimes. You don't know as a nurse how many patients or patients' families are talking about you at their dinner table tonight. But to just stop and think about that for a minute is pretty impactful. And then the other really unique characteristic about a nursing career is you will create friends unlike any other. When you're working with a team of nurses, it becomes almost like a group of soldiers. There's nothing you can't get through together. I was going back to my social media posts from the last couple of years, and I wrote something about I would walk through fire with these nurses, and it wasn't I would walk through fire for these nurses. I would walk through fire with these nurses because nurses would never let another nurse do that alone, and that's a pretty amazing feeling to know you're working with a team like that. And I'm not sure there's any other career that creates such cohesion.
Well, and the good part about that job opportunity in that field is for young people who are considering what the future will bring, number one, the job is portable. Everywhere you go, they need that assistance, but you're always going to need that personal care.
Absolutely. You know, the pandemic shook up the entire world. It changed how we all looked at the world. Many people lost their jobs. Nurses were able to stay employed and came out of the pandemic remaining the most trusted profession. That's something to be said for what we do and how the rest of society needs us.
You bet. And there are always opportunities, and those opportunities can grow into something else. Like, for example, you could start out in nursing and maybe become chief operating officer. So, you know, you've had some good opportunities, some good doors open for you.
I have had some really great opportunity at Cass Health. It's been quite a ride, something I would never change. I went from bedside nurse at Cass Health. I was in the clinical educator role for a period of time. My leadership at the time asked me if I would step into the inpatient director role. It wasn't long after that, our CEO, Brett Altman, asked me if I would serve as chief nursing operator. And then just as recently as the last 6 months or so, I have been serving as the chief operating officer. So just to add a little bit of detail to that, in my various roles, at Cass Health, even as chief nursing officer, I was overseeing ancillary departments such as pharmacy, radiology, rehab, lab, even though my credentials said nurse. I've gone on and gotten different degrees, but I was given the opportunity to learn about and lead departments that work on an interdisciplinary level with nursing. So to get to learn the inner workings of the departments that we work so closely with has really been a privilege. In my new position as chief operating officer, I've been able to marry together the hospital side nursing departments, so your ER, your OR, your inpatient, so on and so forth, with all of the clinic operations. So that's really created some great continuity of care for our patients and their flow throughout the building.
Very good. It's always fun to be part of a quality team. Amanda, thank you so much. I appreciate your time here today. I know you guys are very busy there, but Amanda is the Chief Operating Officer for Cass Health and taking a little bit of time to share with us during National Nurses Week. Thank you so much for all that you and your staff do.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. We are certainly privileged to be able to deliver health care to our friends and family and neighbors at Cass Health. We thank everyone for trusting us with their care and feel privileged to be able to do so.